This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is the deadline for negotiators at the U.S. Postal Service and the American Postal Workers Union on a new contract. The union represents nearly 200,000 workers, including clerks, mechanics, and drivers. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
USPS stopped making money years ago. The internet killed off a lot of first-class mail, one of its biggest moneymakers.
That mail has dried up and will continue to dry up as more and more people migrate to electronic payments.
Jerry Hempstead runs a shipping logistics consultancy. He says the Postal Service is also stuck with some big costs.
The elephant in the room is the requirement to pre-fund retiree health.
A 2006 law required that USPS pre-fund 75 years worth of future retiree health benefits, as much as $5.8 billion a year. It missed the last four payments. Management professor James S. O'Rourke at the University of Notre Dame says to cut costs, USPS needs to privatize its pension and health care plans and close more post offices.
The union workers simply won't agree to any of that, and the Congress won't agree to save them.
O'Rourke fears those groups will only come together if, say, USPS runs out of money to meet payroll. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.